Hey guys, welcome to my channel. My name is Emmy from Emmy Evolving. If this is your first time joining me, thank you for finding me. This is not your first time. Thank you for coming back. I got an update at the gym about my Blu-ray cousins. What up, cousin? So if you don't know what a Blu-ray is, it's basically a soul that's been filtered through Archangel Michael's family tree. Okay. We come from Archangel Michael's family tree. We often are also filtered through the Aquari indigo lineage. We tend to be a people that is very compassionate, pretty patient. We tend to let people get away with a lot of BS. But the moment we see someone else being wronged or abused, we're like, F that. Nope. We're not taking none of that. And that's because we come with warrior code in our morphogenetic template. That warrior code, I mean, Blu-ray's a badass. The toot toot, that's the sound of me tooting my family's horn. Toot toot. So here's the thing. I did get a blip. I was going to start with the Claire Tarot readings. And then Michael goes, no. Our family needs a message. And I was like, what? What? He says, it's time to gear up. We gonna ride. It's time to gear up. We need to ride. So right off the bat, we got Michael over here telling me, instructing me to yank cards out the bottom of the deck. Hate it when you do that, dude. But we're just gonna flow with it. I'm not gonna be sour. We're gonna flow with it. So card number 13, power of attraction. Really, the feeling that I'm getting is that quite a few of the Blu-rays are in fact going to be a part of that first wave of twin ray reunification. And that reunification can come simply on an energetic level. It could be in real life. It could be just a friendship. It could be a romance. It could be something volatile. Who knows? Who knows? But Blu-rays, get ready. Reunification is imminent. Is this a reading for the Blu-ray collective, or are you just trying to give me messages personally? Because I'm feeling extra sassy and spicy today, so you better just answer me. Temple of Carnelian, entering the fierce belly of Sekhmet. Here's the thing, guys. I know I'm a little extra spicy, ghost pepper level. Don't mess with me today, Michael. I hit the gym. I barely lifted weights, you guys. It was just some fucked up shit. I was like, this is some weak shit. Anyways, Temple of Carnelian, entering the fierce belly of Sekhmet. Now, I don't know if you're going to find information on this. Sekhmet, her kitty ass, was actually Lirin, okay? Most probably all of the Blu-rays are in fact also filtered through Lyra. So this is about really allowing that fire to rise up, okay? Temple of Carnelian. Carnelian is a fire-ass stone. Okay? We just going to open this shit up right here. All right. Right at the top. Let me just breathe, because is it the Rowdy Russian or is it you, Michael? I'm just saying. There you go. Carnelian. The Temple of Carnelian. So the temple is actually your heart space. Okay, that's your internal temple. So we are now entering the Temple of Carnelian, where that fire, that internal fire, is needing to rise up. And entering the fierce belly of Sekhmet. This is legit time to mount up. We about to ride. Lirins are fierce mofos. I'm just saying. So let me just kind of tie everything together. So Lirins are a feline humanoid galactic species. It's a race. They weren't necessarily just feline. They were a very advanced race that went and occupied the system of Lyra, and they decided to take a humanoid form of, you know, the feline species that was indigenous to that star system. And so that's the what we think of as Lyran when we talk about Lyran today. So basically, the most common visualization that we get, the most common visual that we get when we talk about Lyrans is a lion. Okay. Well, here's the thing. We talk about lion. If you Google this up, you can find it. Regulus 23 is the largest star in the Leo constellation, which is the lion, right? So Regulus 23 is the largest star, which happens to be considered the heart of the lion, which also is considered, historically considered, as the star of Michael. I'm just saying, enter the temple of Carnelian. Michael's like, all my little babies, it's time to wake the fuck up. I know you didn't say it like that, but you know, if you want a more PG message, you should get a more PG messenger. Just saying. I'm just saying. I'm a bad word sayer. Card number 44. Oh, shit. Card number 44, solar eclipse revolution. Yesterday, for some unknown reason, one of my children goes ahead and texts me right before my session starts and is like, hey, mom, did you know that Mercury is passing in front of the sun right now? And I was like, when are you into astrology? So Mercury just passed in front of the sun. Solar eclipse. I mean, it's not the same as a solar eclipse. So there's going to be a spiritual revolution taking place. Okay. 44, that is the number of the twin flames standing side by side as equals. And if you look, 1 plus 3, because this card is number 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. This is about recognizing one twin is at a level 3, while the other twin is at a level 1. And when you combine, you become individualized. Okay. When you combine your understanding of each other's paths, you realize you're individuals and it's okay. It's okay. Can I get a witness? I'm just saying. Card number 64, the witness. Witness. Can I get a hallelujah? She's not hallelujahing. She is gonna fuck shit up. Oh, girl, I'm just saying, I did not see this shit. Okay, this is a need for us to take a hands-off approach. You cannot rush the development of the twin ray. The reunification will take place when it's meant to. Each individual's reunification process is different, okay, each pair. But here's the thing. You have to be able to allow yourself to truly see, not with your eyes, but with your senses, your higher perception. So one of you is going to activate the other so they can have full clarity. Yeah, one of you is going to activate the other to receive full clarity. But first, you have to receive the messages for yourself. Okay, so this is really a call for you to begin doing that internal work, very intense level of internal work. It's time. You can't be going to war not knowing what you're fighting. All right, you cannot go to war not knowing every nuance of your enemy. There's nothing Bushido about that. That's a chew up for failure. That's why I got all triggered yesterday. Was it yesterday? Where I was like, no, you 88%. At 8:43, I'm just saying, in a few seconds, it's going to be 88%. At 8:44, it's going to be 8 across the board. That's shit. I'm just saying. Knight of Staves, a journey, advancement into the unknown, alteration, flight, absence, change of residence. Oh, 8:88. Okay. So that's it. That's one hell of a message. Change of residence. Ooh, damn. Shit. Okay. 88% at 8:44. That's just that. Okay. That's just that. And here, let me just show you this. It's a white heart above his head. This Michael is saying that that signifies the purity of the love that comes from the development, the opening of the crown space. So whichever twin is the one at the level one, whatever their distorted view of you was that caused a separation, a rift to begin with, whether it was in this life or a previous life, that's going to be corrected. It's already in the process of being corrected. They're being taken out of their current environment so that they can actually truly see. That's what that message was about. So card number 27, receiving. Allow yourself to receive the messages from soul that you're needing to receive so that you can gain that clarity, okay? Because remember, this card was telling us first, you need to have that clarity so that you can help them receive their own clarity. So you got to sit from your own cup, boo. It's not going to come from anywhere outside of you. This clarity is something that comes up from within. It's you have a well of information within you. Ooh, look at your thirsty asses. Okay, card number 19, Libra. I balance. Is that a paddle and a whip? What are y'all trying to do? I'm going to take my interpretation out of this and I'm just going to look in the book. That's intense. Mm-hmm. That's intense. That looked like a paddle and a whip. All my life, my heart has yearned for a thing I cannot name. Oh, shit. That's deep. Don't go it alone. Linking up with a partner will serve you best. Sorry. Okay, so that supports the whole message of first wave Blu-ray twin rays. Reunification is imminent. They done already moved. They done already moved. They're going to be at your house by the solar eclipse. Good day. I'm moving too. I'm joking. I don't even know what any of this means. This is not a personal reading. Let me just. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, let's see. What does this have to do with me? This corresponds to the tarot card, Two of Pentacles. The key ideas are merging, choices, romance, alliances, mutual support, coming to a decision. Merger. Okay, divine destiny. Mm-hmm. And she got a paddle too. Uh-huh. She getting ready to paddle your ass. See, yeah, all of this is kind of tying together. There's a lot of paddles involved. Okay, divine destiny, path of the divine warrior. This really does tie into the whole message. It's time. You can't necessarily fight a war all by yourself, but when the parts reunify, some good shit's about to happen, okay? Some seriously good stuff is about to happen. I'm being told to get the book. Divine Destiny, spiritual work of the higher initiate. Ooh, look at that. You're not just an initiate. You're a higher level initiate. The divine warrior guides you to your divine destiny. The divine warrior energy exists within men and women as an inner propulsion to continue with a worthy path, even during times of difficulty. When faced with a challenge, a true warrior will summon more of him or herself to the cause. It might be more wisdom, focus, intelligence, and surrender into the divine. The warrior within has great inner resourcefulness and determination. This part of you will lead you to spiritual success. Uh-huh, the need for surrender. All right, that's good. Card number 32, Luminous Warrior. So remember how I had said the purity of that love and connection, that's being returned to the individual who had their view distorted. Well, shit. It's not just being returned. A full activation has either already occurred or is in the process of occurring. And their darkness, their shadow is being used to create a perimeter around their crown space. So that point of reunification between the crown and the third eye is being turned on and fortified, as well as guarded, heavily guarded, and energy being injected into the solar plexus, which is the point of personal empowerment. Whatever circumstance they were in that was keeping them separated from you physically, emotionally, mentally, socially, whatever it is, whatever circumstance that was keeping them separate. And there's this common misconception that Michael wears like these frilly ass. I saw your paintings in Peru. Your fucking ass had a dress with a bell sleeves and ruffles and shit. No, they didn't make that shit up. You were seen wearing that shit at one point, and that's why they painted you like that. Oh my God. It looked good though. You have nice calves. I'm just saying. So here's the thing. Michael is not. He's not. He's not like that at all. Michael is so not love and light. He's fucking darkness and destruction. I'm gonna fuck shit up. If God tells me to fuck shit up, I'm gonna fuck shit up with a poker face because this is what I was asked to do. Poker face, poker face. Michael has a poker face, poker face. So here's the thing. I thought those were black orbs. They're overlaid with blue. Michael is harnessing dark energy to defend that twin ray connection. He's not tolerating any more shit. Whatever burdens, obligations were placed upon the shoulder of the divine pair is being disassembled by Michael. Look at that shit. He's chipping shit away. Ooh, that's... I'm just saying. I get real ballsy, but when Michael gets mad, I'm just like, okay. I'm sorry. There's a lot of distortions. He's saying there's a lot of distortions. A secondary program is being run or attempting to be run. A secondary program is attempting to be put into place right now because the reunification is imminent. 81% at 854, 989. So the twin pair is now being flanked by the highest level of divinity. Some big shit is about to go down. I can't even joke around at this point. When you got the God seed energy, that nine number, the highest level within this system, flanking the merged twins, that's some shit. So I hope y'all pick the winning side because I don't know, not my monkeys nor my circus. Ace of Staves in reverse, false start, cloudy outlook, unrealized goal, decadence, empty existence, vexation, cancellation of plans. Exactly. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to cancel this out. And I think that's why Michael is so fucking pissed off. Now, one of the best ways to really vex Mika, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. One of the best ways to piss off Archangel Michael is to try and undo the work that the God energy has asked him to do. Because are you a Virgo? Is that ain't nobody gonna mess up his work. You're a Virgo Capricorn, aren't you? It's a Capricorn. Michael is a Capricorn. I'm just saying, no one's going to undo his work. He put a lot of effort into that work. He won't fuck shit up if you try and mess up his hard work. So I think that's why he's pissed off. There's a secondary program attempting to be injected into the core template of this false King of Tyranny matrix. If you guys aren't aware, we're existing in a false King of Tyranny matrix. And if you don't know what that is, Google it. You can absolutely Google it and you'll find out false King of Tyranny is actually the Antichrist, or more accurately, Antichristos, meaning that Christ energy. Christ is not just a single person. It's an entire energy. Card number 40, Sacred Fool. So you are not playing the Sacred Fool. You are not just being puppeted, okay? You are the one that is the puppeteer. You hold all the strings. You control everything. It's your higher self that is pulling all the strings. make sure that you recognize this. Instead of feeling as though you have no control in your life, you have no say, and all these crappy events are just happening to you and being allowed. No. Blu-rays have an insane level of stubbornness. I said it. We are a stubborn A family. And the only way for us to actually truly learn a lesson is to be dragged. Just fucking drag us. But can you grab me by my arm this time? Like, a lot of my hair has already fallen out. So like, I'm not opposed to being dragged, just not by my hair. Fucking, that's rude, dude. So initiation. Don't haze me. Spiritual testing of Ra and the Lady Isis. We're being tested. I was talking all this shit and he's really gonna drag me. Okay, you look so handsome in your frilly ass dresses. Okay, they're not dresses, they're kilts. Your calves are so sexy, Michael. I'm complimenting you. Initiation, spiritual testing of Ra and the Lady Isis. So both the masculine and the feminine halves of that twin ray coupling are being tested right now. Okay, both are being tested. And so don't think that it's just one of you that's carrying the heaviness, the weight of all these lessons that the one that's not as evolved keeps passing through the fucking cord. I'm just saying. Card number 14, Taurus, I have. We are in Taurus full moon, guys, today. Card number 14. Ooh, the Hierophant. Comfort, nurturing, steadfastness, materialism, money, what is owned? Oh, well, shit. This is a reminder. There was never a separation. The separation itself was an illusion. Whatever was always your connection was always left connected. There are three classes of people: those who see when they are shown, and those who do not see. Which one are you? Do you only see when you're shown? Do you see when you need to see, when you're ready to see? Or are you the kind of person that even though you see, don't say it. That even though you see, you choose to believe that you don't see. Okay, I'm the third kind. That's fucked up. I'm the third kind. I have no shame in it. I often choose not to see. That's fine. So which one are you? The Taurus card turning up in a spread is always a positive sign, as it's highly stable and supportive. Oh, okay. So one of you is highly stable and supportive, and that's why this reunification needs to occur, so that you can stabilize the other twin instead of them continuing to spiral wildly out of control. The stable one can help to stabilize them. Card number 34, many paths. Oh, God. The message is, of all the paths, regardless of direction, it takes you back to one place, a place of the heart, a place where the phoenix rises from the ash. You see that? Tell me that don't look like a phoenix getting ready to rise from the ashes. Tell me why these two, I don't know if y'all can see it. Ooh. Don't be doing that morphing shit while I'm live, dude. You know that freaks me out when you do that. Okay, so I was like, I see two lions. Oh, my God. And then I held it up. That's one lion's face. What the fuck? Those are his eyes. That's, yeah. What? So the merger, it's merging. So, okay. The Fool in reverse, bad decision, apathy, hesitation, negligence. So if this reunification does take place, for those who are part of the first wave, you are being specifically asked, okay? Specifically asked by your higher selves, by Michael, by your family tree, to not be apathetic to the plight of, to the plight of the other twin. I had to stop myself for a second. Because I wanted to use a not so nice word. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Card number 31, trust yourself. The both of you are going through the same process, different details, same process. Trust and know that everything in creation is fully in alignment and supportive of you two reunifying, okay? That reunification that I'm told humanity and the evolution of the species and this plane of existence is highly dependent on the reunification of the ones who promised to come here, separate, and then reunify. So 3 + 1 = 4. Again, that's the two of you kind of, see, look. 3 + 1 = 4. 1 + 3 = 4. You know, mirrors. This is what's going on the other side. So here and here. And now you guys are being faced towards each other. You know, just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Didn't I say? 3 + 1 = 4. Seventh house partners. 7 being the number of completion. Okay. Seventh house partners. 3 + 1 = 4. 3 + 1 = 4. 1 + 3 = 4. This is about taking separate journeys and realizing the journey was always the same. So card number 31. Marriage is neither heaven nor hell. It's simply purgatory. You have a sense of humor today, don't you? Bindings, whether emotional and domestic or lawful, and what is right or permissible are indicated now. Oh, so now we're being bound together. The seventh house is the area of the chart that represents the other, since it is opposed the first house of self. Traditionally, it's been thought to be the house of marriage and marriage partners. And although this may still be the primary meaning, the other can also include friends, family, peer groups. Okay. It can also mean significant others, such as co-workers. I'm just saying, co-workers. We ain't even gonna do lunch together. Let's just get this job done. Co-workers. Okay. I'm just saying. It usually means one of two things when this card comes up, either issues dealing with partners or significant others, or court cases and legal issues. Oh, balance. The card itself is neutral, much like the actual seventh house, which strives for balance. So this, it's telling me to go ahead and weigh the cards that surround it, which is a shit ton of cards, in order to discern if this is the positive or negative thing. Well, this is all positive, you know? Where's my cascarilla powder? Nikki needs some cascarilla powder so she can powder her palm before she pimp palms his face. I don't know who he is, but I would like to hold him down while you do that, girlfriend. Okay, let me just stop it. Focus. Misinformation or lying could be a... Power struggles, ruthlessness, issues of domination and control. Ain't nobody gonna dominate or control me unless you wanna end up rocking yourself in a fetal position in the corner. I'm just saying. Try it and see what happens, okay? I'm gonna get a shirt. Fuck around and find out. I'm gonna put that on my paddle. My theoretical paddle. I can't lie. I have a paddle and you are definitely welcome to come dominate me in a few minutes. I'm almost done with this reading. Thank you. I'm just saying, okay? I think what's going on is whatever circumstance or individual that was keeping the twin Ray from reunifying, from coming back and saying, I'm sorry for being a dick, that is being resolved. There was a lot of challenge that occurred that really skewed their perception and caused them to not take accountability for their part in the breakdown of communication. Okay. Stay true and be in your power. Also stay in your lane, motherfucker. No, that's a different kind of reading. Stay true and be in your power, Osiris and Isis, Lord and Lady of Divine Authority. She got a cane. She gonna whip you. Hold on. Let me just find the meaning of this. I don't know what it is about whipping that I've been talking about it for days now. And to the individual that said I'm just too silly and I need to be more serious, I'm incapable of serious. In case you haven't fucking realized that shit, I'm incapable of serious. When I get serious, people are suddenly, oh my God, she's so dark. It's scary. So you pick dark or silly. I don't do in between. You are a sovereign divine being with spiritual authority and freedom within you. Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm not bound to anybody. Except daddy, I'll bind myself to you. I'll tie myself to you. Okay. You do not need permission from anyone to be who you are and live your life as you so choose. And if you want to live silly or dark as fuck where it's scary, then that's up to you. Okay? This is your divine birthright. Guard it as a precious treasure that it is. And remember that you are a divine being. Mm-hmm. Oh, is that called the flail and crook? Ooh, it's a symbol of divine royalty and dominion. I'm a royal dominatrix. Recognize that shit. These symbols remind us that within we hold great dominion, spiritual authority, and freedom to be sovereign ruler of our own self. Okay. Look at her. She's just like, hey, hey, boo. I'm being my royal dominatrix self. I think I would excel as a dominatrix. I'm just saying. I've never actually tried it, but I think I would excel as one. I just don't like people enough to be in their company in that way. The sun in reverse. Oh. Unhappiness, loneliness, possibly a broken engagement or marriage, canceled plans, triumph delayed. I don't know. For some, this is the demise of whatever current relationship they're in or the relationship of the twin ray. For others, you're a little too much in your headspace and that apathy. Remember, we were being, let's see. I don't even know what card it was. We were being told to be careful about becoming apathetic to the struggle of our divine counterpart. Don't be like, I don't give a shit. Is that a message for me directly? I don't know. But it might be that you're too much in your headspace. And at that point of reunification, if you're too much in your headspace and you're too focused on the ugly things that have happened, the ugly feelings that came up because of the ugly things, because of the ugly behaviors of the past, you might sabotage it and you're being asked not to sabotage that. Okay. Card number 46, the serpent. Serpent is the life force of Mother Earth. The coiled serpent of the Kundalini brings passion, healing, and renewal. She offers us the fruit of the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden and reminds us to shed the past the way she sheds her tired old. Are you saying my skin looked tired and old? Serpent comes to offer you the forbidden fruit that will set your passion and creativity free. Okay, so this is an activation that's going on. The Kundalini is most likely, I never noticed that. There are three different types of snakes in this one. Is it only three or is there more? There are three different types of snakes here. So green would be the heart, yellow would be the solar plexus, and then we have one that mixes yellow, black, and red, which would be shadow self, personal power, and grounding in this life. That's very interesting. So you're needing to shed your perceptions of how everything kind of went to shit. I'm just speaking truth here, okay? You told me not to edit myself, and I'm not going to take that back. So yeah, that's intense. That is intense. You're needing to shed that. I don't necessarily believe in the concept of forgiveness. I believe forgiveness, generally speaking, is nothing but a finger in the hand of separation and control, victimhood, victim mentality, the false king of tyranny matrix. because in order to forgive, you have to first identify one being, one person as the aggressor and the other person as the victim. Okay. So I don't believe any of us are victims to anything. I believe that there's circumstance that's brought to our door to grow us in ways that we don't always understand or agree with. And I believe that just because we don't understand or agree does not mean we have to participate in a system that forces one person to be a victim. We are not victims. We are not survivors. We are thrivers. It's time to exit that mentality and enter a mentality that is more in alignment with the truth of your power. No one can do anything to you that you cannot undo by simply choosing to. The clinging, fire upon fire, feeding the inner flame. Well, shit. Fire will not burn on its own, but must cling to the fuel that feeds it. So too does the superior person seek fuel to feed the spiritual fire, lest it burn out from neglect. As the flame within grows brighter, it adds its light to the world and improves it. Clinging to what is true and right brings good fortune. If you have a reunification moment and you feel like they have a clingy type of energy, it's because they're trying to recalibrate their flame. So that way they can rise up in their frequency and meet you on a more neutral ground. Don't be so quick to dismiss or judge what you don't fully understand yet. Give yourself time to observe so you can fully understand what it is that's being brought to you. Card number 54, Thunder Over the Lake, Standards of Behavior. A young couple who dwells in the family home is subordinate to the rules and values of their elders. The enforcement of standards of behavior may create a disturbance like thunder stirring the surface of a lake. Such standards are present throughout society. To dwell in harmony with one's fellows, one must ascertain what is acceptable and what is not. Gentleness and tact will serve all parties better than crashing conflicts. So we're being asked to make sure that this time around, we don't just simply revert back to the same BS that caused the misalignment that led to the separation in the first place. Card number 8, holding together. Mm-hmm. Water on the earth, unite with others to achieve success.
Ooh, well, shoot.
It is the nature of individual drops of water to merge and become one.
Ooh, goosebumps.
When water flows freely over the earth, it finds other water to join with it. In the same way, individual people seek to belong to a greater whole. Holding together as a community will achieve greater success than standing alone. Be constant and strong, and others will join. That is a beautiful, beautiful card for all my Blu-ray cousins. Wow. So here's the thing. Are y'all open to me doing some energy work? Because I'm being tasked with doing a Blu-ray group energy session. And with that, if you have never experienced any of my energy work during a live stream, just know that my energy will always honor your sovereignty. I don't commingle my energy with yours. We're not swapping spiritual spit. Okay? But I do harness a specific type of energy, very specific type. Here goes, okay? Breathe very deep and very slow. Let me just get a track. Breathe deep and slow. Inhale the light of your truth. Exhale the darkness of your doubt. Inhale the light of your truth. Exhale the darkness of your doubt. Just breathe. Thank you. Just breathe. Breathe very deep and very slow. Allow your truth to enter your space and reach the parts of you that need it the most. Allow your eyes to be opened to who and what you actually are, free of distortions, free of illusions, free of shame and guilt. See before you the most beautiful, beautiful orb of light. This orb carries with it such compassion, love, empowerment, grace, everything you could ever want to be. Look at this orb and tell yourself, either out loud or silently, this is me. That orb is me. I am that light. This is me. That orb is me. I am that light. This is me. I am that orb. I am that light. Deep inhale. Slow exhale. Feel your doubt, your resistance begin to dissolve. Feel it dissolving down your body very slowly. No rush. Feel it dissolving with intention. You are in full control. Breathe. Deep breath in. Slow exhale. I want you to very slowly and very gently open your eyes and look
get the crystal in my hand. Just breathe. Look at the crystal that I'm holding.
How do you guys feel? That energy is yours. It's not mine. That's yours. That's your power. That's your birthright. That's you finally allowing it back to you. Okay? As a blue ray, you are obligated to allow yourself to receive your birthright once again. No one can keep you from your birthright. And you are not taking from anyone else when you allow yourself to receive it. That is for you and only for you. Allow yourself to fully receive what is rightfully yours. Because guess what? We're going to need it to fly. Michael says, regulators mount up. Let's ride. I hope you guys enjoyed this reading. If you know a blue ray or know an individual who you feel would resonate with this, please do share it out. Please do give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. Turn on your notification bell and join me every single time I'm live. Bye.